Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to some of Canada's great emerging music. This is our Rude Show. We're going to do a little bit of everything. We're going to hear from a bunch of Halifax bands. We're going to hear some critically acclaimed bands. But first, some great friends of IndieCan. Here is The Free Press.
We're The Free Press, and this is our first song. It's called Neverland.
Free Press, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Okay, your CD's out. You know, I hate to be like this, but what took so long?
great man named J. Richard Hutt. We got a grant from Factor to make the record, and so I called them recently because they called to say, JD, one of your deadlines for funding is overdue. You think you might have it in soon? I said, well, we're kind of waiting on Rick Hutt. And the person said, actually, yeah, he's kind of notorious around here for that. He doesn't think a whole lot of deadlines.
Deadlines so, amuse him.
Yes, he likes the whooshing sound as they make, flying past his head.
Yeah.
But anyways, he insisted we take our time, do it right, and I hope we did. I feel really good about the whole, we all feel great about the record.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wanted to do as close to a world-class record as you can on a complete indie budget, and that meant track one, okay, let's get the source sounds right, let's come on, get some better gear in, let's do this now, and then of course we're all doing the Joe job, so what weekend do we get to do this on, and then the calendar is there, and 2 months later we get the next session in, and you know, it's just time and trying to get that perfection as much as you can, and you know, that's hence the time, in 2 years, I guess, you know, really from start.
Yeah, it'd be 3 years in August from the last CD release we had. So
that's right, from the EP.
That's right.
The EP.
Yeah,
2 years from the start of the track, from start of tracking and demoing to, and 3 years from the EP. Yeah.
He's a patient man, and we're stubborn men. That's why it took 2 years,
yeah,
2.5 years.
Yeah, one more singer guitar player takes an extra year to get things done.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, he's a big Australian guy. We just sort of harness him in, and you know.
Take some time to get moving. I'm a big guy. I got to get some inertia behind me.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what he's saying half the time, too. That was a few sessions.
Yeah.
Right.
So, created a bit of inertia. How do you capitalize on that? What do you do now? Have you thought about that? Is there a plan here?
We are 6 months ahead. Like, we've learned to be that now. So we've got gigs booked for the rest of the summer around Ontario because we're pushing radio. We're pushing Love and Wonder on the radio. We got the tracker in place to get it out there, and it's a commercial viable tune. We love it. So we're gonna stick local and try and be where the song is, basically for the next couple of months, and then go from there.
I will encourage listeners to take their time and listen to the whole CD. But
my personal favorite is "Killing Me That's Killing You." It's a really personal story, and it's something I wrote for someone in my family who went through a rough time last year. So it means a lot to me, and sort of to get to hear it. Like I told Rick the story, and he loves to hear the stories behind the songs. So he went, "Cool, man." And then we came back in the next session, and he had just done amazing things beyond my expectations of the song. Yeah, like he just sort of took the song where I hoped it would get to and just shot past it.
That was the first song that we got in the real sort of, I guess, you know, monitor mixes, where I was just sitting at the computer and going, whoa, you know, where I did take a knee and just, okay, this is, okay, he's not messing around. We got our work to do now, you know, and it was that, I would say "Killing Me," probably, I would agree there.
Yeah. Great work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Wait! Hold that thought and catch your breath. After everything we've been through, time is all that we have left. As you face the day with a heart that's black and blue, I stand here helpless, and it's killing me that it's killing you. The things we say to fall in love, it's killing me that it's killing you. The things we say to save ourselves, don't change. Tear yourself apart, 'cause it's hard to find an end when you can't find a place to start.
Yeah. This is Jen Martin with IndieCan Radio. I'm here at the Etobicoke Rib Fest with Julian Foth. And Julian, thank you very much for taking the time to be here with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You've just released a new CD this February. Yeah. Your last was nominated for a Juno.
Yeah.
You've been playing around Toronto very frequently, touring across Canada and internationally. What's next for you?
Pretty much more of the same. I have a whole bunch of regular gigs in Toronto and a few regular gigs in nearby places like Kitchener and Newmarket. And then every once in a while I get out of town. I was in B.C., Prince George, B.C., last weekend. That was fun for the Railway Blues Fest up in Prince George. At some point I'm going to be in at the Limestone Festival in Kingston. And at Mont Tremblant, and I'll be at the Beaches Jazz Festival too. I'll have a spot on the street with my friends.
Julian, your musical influences. What started you all off in playing?
Well, what started me off was an accident. My dad worked at a radio station, and they had LPs in those days, and they discarded them after they played them a number of times, and one of the discarded LPs he brought home, and it was called the Golden Blues Hour, and he gave it to me. I was about 6 years old, and it had 20 tracks on it: Mississippi John Hurt and Big Bill Brunzi, Lightnin' Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, all the way up to Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. And I just played that thing to death, and I fell in love with blues right away. And then I used to get a little allowance, about 25 cents a week, and I save that up and buy more blues records. And then I started noodling around on the piano. I was a big fan of Memphis Slim, and I just wanted to try to... I never really managed to sound like him, but I've been listening to it now for a good long time, so I think some of it's rubbed off. And so my biggest, my favorite kind of blues is the pre-war and early post-war, early 1950s style, but mostly the pre-war. And the music I play is kind of based on that feel. I don't necessarily just strictly play that music. I write my own songs too, and I mess around with the form a bit. But the feel is sort of based on that.
Online, where can our fans find you?
You can go to my website. Mako Funasaka made it for me. It's www.julianfauth.com. My name is spelled J-U-L-I-A-N-F-A-U-T-H. Or you can get a link through electrify.com, or through probably through Mako's website, which is talkinblues.com. That's, he did a series on Bravo Television called Talkin' Blues, and he did a whole bunch of interviews with a lot of people there too. And that's that. And the new CD is called Ramblin' Sun. The last one was called Songs of Ice and Sorrow.
So off your new CD, Ramblin' Sun, pick a song and tell us the story behind it.
The weirdest song on it is probably East Toronto Nervous Breakdown. It's got me playing some really rudimentary guitar, and Drew Jarecka, who's a fabulous violinist, just going absolutely mental to go with the lyrics, which is kind of a little travelogue going from my neighborhood, which is Dawes and Danforth, west as far as the Bloor Viaduct, and it ends there. I don't really want to give the story away. It's just slightly insane, and I cause damage along the way and eventually get my comeuppance. And there's a few landmarks. If you live in that part of Toronto, you'll probably recognize some of them. So that might be a sort of an uncharacteristic song. Okay, so this is East Toronto Nervous Breakdown.
By Julian Foth.
Down on the Danforth, after dark, halfway between Maine and Victoria Park, somewhere long about Noah's Ark, I decided to lose my mind. Whoa, the first thing I did was to set a fire in the parking lot of Canadian Tire. I watched the whole building burn down to the wire while I played my violin. We'll be right back. am a girl with a baby carriage. She told me that she admired my courage. I fell on my knees and suggested marriage, and I gave her a burning branch. Then in a spirit of exhilaration, I followed her down to the subway station, drank a bottle of vodka in celebration, and then we got on the train. Woodbine Station, we robbed an old man of all his money. At Coxwell we laughed cause we thought the name was funny. When we got to Pape, it was nice and sunny, so we decided to take off our clothes. We walked through the snow in a western direction, carrying my fiddle and bow for protection, not bothered at all by the children's objections, and the weather was nice and brown. Well, we got as far as the blue of my duck. We lay down by the side of the road and fiddly buddly buck. Then she put on her clothes and she said good luck, and I jumped off the bridge and died.
This is Tanya Davis, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
You say you want to sail the seven seas, but you say you don't want to get wet. And you pray that the memories will leave you, you've done wrong. And time moves on. Time moves on. You push at the irons holding you back. You yell, you scream, you cry. Ambush you, you're still here and still not gone. Time moves on.
Your head is cloudy now, and this weather system is called regret. And it's gonna rain down soon, you haven't even taken cover yet. If you're gonna stay out, then do it. But don't complain about the storm around you, cause it's you who brewed it. And you can't undo what you did, but you can move through it. You could see those arms for the chameleons that they are and get used to it. Quit blaming them for holding you. Maybe they only do that cause you told them to, and they'd be happy to let go of you and wave you off. You could place blame to save face, but that's only an excuse. And while you name names and lay waste, you stay here and time moves.
Time, it is creative. It prods, it pushes, and it pulls. Time has sketched an art all over us, and the paint dries on. And time moves on.
We're catching up with Tanya Davis and Don Brownrigg, or tonight, billed as
Ron Brownake.
Yeah, we're having a little Halifax at the Cameron House tonight. And Tanya, you are pitching a new record. It's only been out 2 weeks. What is that? Number what?
Number two.
Number two for you now.
Yes.
Well, tell us all about it.
I'm really happy about it and excited to have it out. I worked on it all winter. Well, I started last fall in Halifax and worked on it through the winter with Charles Austin. He was the engineer. I brought in a lot of my Halifax friends and peers and fellow musicians to come play. Kind of produce it myself as I went along, built some songs up in the studio. It's a lot more instrumentation than my first record. Still some mellow, sparse songs and then a few more grandiose tunes. There's 11 tunes. I'm really excited about it. It's called Gorgeous Morning.
Gorgeous Morning, which is about giving up day jobs.
Well, in my case, it was about giving up a particular job that coincided with a time of life that I just wasn't very happy. And just needed to figure out what that was and waking up in the morning and not digging what was going on in my day. So upon reflecting about that time, I wrote this song. Like a couple years after the fact, after I was in a happier place, moved back east, was in Halifax pursuing music, and then I wrote that song.
Now, Don, you are absolutely delighted to have Tanya work with you on your record.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you say this record of hers has evolved from record one to record two?
I think it's just evolved with her. With the first record, she was like brand new, just like we all are with her first records. And then she built it and produced it herself and sort of didn't know what she was doing, but just knew the songs, how she wanted to hear the songs and how she wanted to build the songs. And she spent a good 2 years on the road playing shows and knew what she wanted out of herself and built a really great record out of it. Yeah.
Now, you're a real entertainer. Do you know that? Are you working your shtick or does it just come across that way?
I'm not working any shtick. I do like performing. I do enjoy it and I have a hard time putting up walls between myself and the audience, so I think that's just kind of what comes out.
Because the stories are as much fun as the songs in some cases.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Don's got a song that his story about his grandmother is longer than the song is, actually. Maybe there's a rule about that. You got to pare that one down. But it is, I think a live show is supposed to be a unique, one-of-a-kind experience.
So do I.
As opposed
to, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's what I did in my rehearsal hall last week, and here's what they'll be getting tomorrow night, too.
Yep.
Hopefully, yeah. Live show sort of takes on a whole new thing, and you jump into performance mode, I guess, because you're performing, the songs become objective performances, not just your songs. I guess.
Yeah, and you're right there. It's just kind of can be really stripped down and vulnerable to watch someone sing their songs in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's just finish with Don playing a disc jockey. Pick a song off of Tanya's new record and we'll play it.
Let's play Thesaurus. It's my favorite one on the record. It's the first track.
And what's the story behind it? It's about words.
Well, it's kind of about words, but more so it's about expectations and sort of definitions of what some people might put on other people, in this case, me. And I put it as the first song of the record because I don't know what people are going to expect from this record based on whether they heard my first one or not, based on what they might think I'm going to put out there. And then this song is sort of about, well, don't expect anything in particular. Here I am for you. Here I am.
Great. So here it is, Thesaurus by Tanya Davis. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Gorgeous Day, Tanya Davis, that's the lead track. We talked to Tanya Davis and Don Brownrigg. They were on the road with Amelia Curran, who just got away from us. Otherwise, we would have been talking to her, too. And that's an artist that I want to spend some attention on and bring her to you. So that'll happen sometime in the future. So we heard, we chatted with Tanya and Don. Before that, we heard something from Don's record, The Wander Songs, that Tanya contributed to. That song was Time Moves On. Before that was Julian Fouth, and Jen Martin talked to him. I got to see him live. He's a great songwriter, as you can tell by that tune, in his own right. And if you're from Toronto, that's a great little, Toronto East fable. And but he really pays homage to where he comes from and what he believes in. And he's a great performer. Maybe you've seen him 100 times, I don't know. But if you haven't, include it in your things to do list. It makes sense. In fact, that is a bit of a theme for this week's show. Jen is going to talk to all the critically acclaimed artists, and I'm going to bring you all the people that you've never heard of, or maybe you've heard of one of them, but I bet you haven't heard all of them. So that's what we do at IndieCan. We kind of stretch your sensibilities a little bit, try to introduce you to new artists and challenge your senses. And maybe you like that kind of punishment, and if you are, you could be one of our loyal listeners who we hear from often. The Free Press, before that. That was from their album, Half Truths and Full Lies. We heard from them from the basement of the Horseshoe Tavern, not the green room, but kind of by the Johns. Anyway, it was their CD release party, and we talked to them. And we heard a song from that new album. And before that, we heard a live track that is also on this live album that goes back to IndieCan episode 17. And this is like 93. So that gives you some idea. They were introducing some new material to IndieCan listeners. And here it is, episode 93. Now it's available to everybody. So that was an incredible journey. But we're really going to test the boundaries this week. Later, we're going to have lunch with Caledonia. Yes, while you're listening to the radio, we're going to have our lunch. And that's just rude. In fact, the program manager, where you consume this show, might decide that's it, and we might not be on the air next week. And if that's the case, we're sorry. But in our defense, you know, that was the only way to get the interview with Caledonia to you, because they were playing in Toronto. They're from Halifax. They were going off to Guelph. They were on their way there. And then they were going to go to Ottawa the next night. I mean, it's just life in a van. And it was the only way to sit them down and talk to them is while they were having lunch. So we did it. I mean, we're not Canadian Idol, right? It's guerrilla radio, and that's the way we ride here. So Caledonia is on deck. And if, you know, listening to us have lunch is something that you actually enjoy, it's only 6 minutes of a 40-minute lunch. So if you want to get the whole experience, it's on IndieCan.com. And if you need more abuse, we're serving up seconds there, and you're welcome to it. So there's that. We're going to assault your senses a little bit first with some 10th Planet. I love this stuff. Produced by Jeff Martin. We had a chat with him, or Doug of IndieCan did a while back. You might remember that episode. That was fabulous. I loved listening to it. And also a more civilized interview with Dave Rotundo coming up. But anyway, 10th Planet.
Decide to sleep, there's no waking. death if it's for the thrill. And I see right through you. Don't you know?
I'm Jen Martin, and I'm here tonight with Toronto harpist David Rotundo. So, you have a very hot, dynamic, funky sound to your music. Where does that stem from?
I guess a combination of old Chicago blues, Mississippi Delta blues, and West Coast sound and blues too, yeah.
What was the last CD you bought or concert that you attended?
Well, ironically enough, it wasn't a blues CD. It was a Ron Sexsmith CD that I recently picked up. Canadian artist, great songwriter. And concert was Blind Boys from Alabama a couple nights ago here at the Toronto Jazz Festival.
You yourself have three albums released already, numerous awards over the years, including most recently the Maple Blues Award for Best Harmonica Player of the Year for 2007, and have a loyal fan base internationally. So can you tell our listeners, when can we expect another release?
Another release, hopefully in a couple of months, actually. We've recorded the last album already, and it's just waiting to be mixed and mastered, so hopefully it'll be out in a couple of months.
Fabulous. We're all looking forward to it. Great. Well, listeners, this is
something from the live CD, Live at Rock and Docks. This one's called I Don't Need Nobody.
And what's the story behind it?
The story behind it is the misconception that you don't need anybody. Of course you do, but maybe you just don't need anyone telling you how to think or what to do. So that's the concept behind this one.
Tell me right from wrong.
So, you're a very busy guy, touring regularly throughout Ontario and Quebec, most recently Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina. So, what's next for you?
Next is a lot of festivals around the Ontario and Quebec area. We have a vibrant festival season here in Canada, so I usually stay close to home.
And where are some of those festivals that you'll be attending?
We'll be out in Thunder Bay next weekend, opening for Walter Trout and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Doing the Beaches Jazz Festival, the Burlington Festival, North Bay, opening for David Wilcox and Colin James. Yeah.
So where can your fans find you online?
At www.davidrotundo.com.
And you have a MySpace
and
as well?
And a MySpace as well, yeah.
Fabulous. Well, David, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Cheers. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Caledonia, welcome to Ontario, or back to Ontario.
Thank you.
Just to get people listening in up to speed, we were talking a little bit. You're working on, is it record number 3 right now?
Yeah, release number 3. We have a record and an EP out, like full length. This one's going to be full length.
Yeah. Now, is it the EP I have that has kind of a burning theme? Is that like a Halifax thing?
We hope not. Somebody saw a poster with one of our burning themes, and it was right by a classic old diner that had actually burned down the week before. So we're hoping to not wish any more burning on Halifax on this album.
I mean, Halifax does have a history of catching on fire.
It's true.
The name of the new record is going to be Caledonia Burn in Hell.
So what's going to be different about the new record?
It's going to be awesome and blow your mind.
And that's different from your current record?
Yeah, it's well, the other ones were awesome. Like, the first one was awesome, the first one blew your mind, and the second one blew your mind. But this one will do both.
Okay.
Yeah. We're kind of trying to play some gigs and get money and put as much of that as we can towards recording costs. But, and people have been really nice to us too. Like, we were at the Echo Chamber with Charles Austin. Mm-hmm. And he could have charged us way more. Mm-hmm. but then he did. And our producer, Dylan Decky, he's been very kind to us.
I guess that's something else that's different about this record.
We've got a producer.
We've got a producer this time around.
He's awesome.
That, I mean, what? It makes a difference. And you should do it yourself the first time.
Yeah.
Then you really understand what you're hiring them for.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly.
Because you've done it yourself, right?
You know, Dylan's that voice to, he's like the voice of reason. But he also adds weird stuff to songs that,
we wouldn't think of.
Maybe. Yeah, we wouldn't think of. It makes it more interesting. But he's got a really good, really good interpersonal skills, and he mediates our musical arguments quite
quesadillas.
Well.
Hey, quesadillas.
Yes.
Your salad's coming. Don't worry, honey. I just don't want to leave that under the lamp.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's been huge, actually. With we've just been like recording stuff, like meeting up and having these concentrated times where we're recording, and it kind of got a bit severe and like not fun for a little, just because like we were frustrated, you know, like we knew what we wanted, and it's just a tricky road to get there. And Dylan came down, and we just had some awesome weekends, really having fun playing the tunes. And I think that what I'm most excited about with this record is you can hear how much fun we're having, like with playing the songs instead of.
Don't bang the table, he said. Don't. It's like one rule for the interview: don't bang the table.
Yeah, I know, but I was making a point. I was like,
yeah, maybe you should bang the table somewhere.
Yeah,
how about
it was percussive?
Have you tried banging the table lately? It feels
such
wonderful.
A bar.
What else are you banging, Steve?
What else am I banging, exactly?
What aren't you banging?
Oh, no. We're going there now.
No.
We're there.
Steve is a whore. Yeah, working with Dylan's been working with Chris. That's different.
Terrible.
Yeah, Chris has brought a lot. A lot of weirdness. We like it.
Personality or musically?
Actually, that was when we knew we wanted to play with Chris a while ago, and he's a little too popular, so we had to threaten people to stop hanging out with him, and then we moved in. He's a skill, like musical skill and personality. It's rare to.
So you did a smear campaign on some of the bands he was playing in, and you know, once that created enough uncomfortableness, he was available.
Yeah. We would call his bands and book shows that were never going to happen, and then blame it. Oh, we told Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. One by one.
You were saying, Chris, you haven't done a lot of kayaking on tour before. I mean, you've played to capacity crowds, you know, you've been there, done that, but no kayaking before.
I have never, yeah, exactly. I mean, to be able to kayak from show to show, it's amazing.
Now, who actually kayaked around Newfoundland?
That was me.
How many months?
4 months.
It's funny when we were on tour that summer, because we'd go, obviously, like, a long time without hearing from Zach, and so we'd be playing, people at the shows were like, oh, did you get a new bass player? Like,
maybe.
No, we don't... Zach could be dead. It's a possibility. No one's heard from Zach, but we're quite confident that he will or will not be back in September.
I made it back too.
We'll have an announcement in the fall.
I made the deadline.
Like words of love from a drunk. And if there's meaning in this, it belongs to you. If there's meaning in this, then it belongs to you. Waiting to explode. there's meaning in this, it belongs to you. If there's meaning in this, it belongs to you. Thank you.
something unfamiliar. Show me something I can use. Let me find something new. All these things I can't figure out alone. They don't matter with someone. Maybe I should learn to let it all go. Just have some fun.
That was Catherine McClellan from Church Bell Blues. Very classy. Not a brand new record, but True North Records is rebranding it. Its international release just went out May 2008. So to the rest of the world, that's brand new music. Great music, class act, good work, True North, and great work, Catherine McClellan, who might actually be working with Chris Pope a little bit more. So anyway, that was a classy way to end, other than having lunch. I can't believe I did that. We had lunch while you were listening to the radio. That's just rude. Well, if we're still here next week, and I hope we are, I'll try to clean up our act. I mean, what was I thinking?
And Steve,
I learned that about Halifax. Everyone eventually sleeps together.
You're coming along.
True. Yeah, but Ian wouldn't shave, so the relationship didn't last. He's got a little bit of the sleeper cell look to him right now. So, anyway, Steve was looking for a keyboard player. He's like, "Do you know a keyboard player?" I said, "I know the best keyboard player." And so we asked Ian.
He wasn't available, so then Ian came over.
Yeah, that's right. He said, "Well, he's got the Garth Hudson look going. Yeah, let's go with that."
Who wants these pickles?
I do. Sweet. And then it took us forever to find a drummer. Well, not find a drummer, but like Ben Ross plays in 50 bands.
Mm-hmm. And Susan Gale.
She left us for love.
That's right. In Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and steady income and all that stuff. Yeah, it's hard to find a sober drummer that isn't already busy. Yeah.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.
He's got air traffic control and flat fifth. So, finally, basically Steve Rebley was...
Who I lived with before, too. And he was living in Toronto at the time, and he came down, and we blasted off a bunch of songs at the Lunenburg Opera House.
You know, it's a classic story of someone from Toronto moving to Halifax to make it big, you know? he just wanted to try his luck in
the big time.
Yeah, you know, somewhere with a little more culture, a little refinement. And more alcohol.
The contacts just don't exist in Toronto.
Yeah, I mean,
for the type of success.
If you want to make
have.
It, you got to move to Halifax. Everyone knows that. So,
and that's also why we're trying to burn Halifax down behind us.
This is Chris Pope playing with Caledonia.
Start over again.
And we're here live with IndieCan Radio.
My name's Ian Bent. I play with Caledonia. And you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Ian, you screwed it up.
Shit.
And it was your name you got wrong.